This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The economic toll from COVID-19 in farm country is enormous, and patience is growing thin for desperately needed help provided in the $2.2 trillion CARES Act passed in March. Ag and biofuels producers are confronting an economic crisis unlike anything rural America has seen in recent memory. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore talks about a recent letter that AFB sent to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, urging top speed to help producers across the board.
Dairy farmers and dairy and milk prices, certainly in the livestock sector in general, beef, poultry, pork, all taking an impact there. Specialty crop growers, we know that they've been taking a hit. We've been hearing from our producers across the country, particularly those that have traditionally gone to restaurants and other food service. With that trade pretty much shut down, they're having a terrible impact on them. Cotton prices have fallen below 50 cents a pound. This is the lowest we've seen in cotton for more than a decade. Ethanols and biofuels.
Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa just sent a bipartisan letter to Secretary Perdue as well, urging rapid help for biofuels.
The loss of fuel demand has drastically hurt the biofuels industry, and corn prices have plummeted almost every day for the last 2 weeks. The decrease in fuel consumption has left production facilities little choice but to idle production, and in some cases, closed completely.
Growth Energy says biofuels firms are, quote, bleeding cash, losing 7 or 8 billion gallons annualized of ethanol demand, or the market for 2.7 billion bushels of corn. AFB's Moore says it's a race against the clock for producers.
It's hard to pinpoint and say how long they can hold on and how long this help will assist them. That's why we're encouraging the Secretary and willing to do whatever we need to help. The sooner we get this assistance out to farmers and ranchers and the specialty crop producers, the sooner we can figure out how is that assistance helping and what else do we need to be doing.
A fourth rescue package would likely give more help to businesses, individuals, states, cities, and towns as current demand swamps banks and federal agencies, which are already shoveling mountains of cash out the door. President Trump gave what could be, quote, called a qualified endorsement of China's attempts to meet its purchasing obligations under the new Phase One trade deal, while commenting on the measures that the government is taking to protect the U.S. economy. Agriculture came up in the conversation. The South China Morning Post quotes Trump as saying American farmers could expect to see some support from agricultural purchases that China will be making as part of the agreement. Quote, as of April 1st, it seems like China is buying, the president says. Quote, we'll let you know how that's going, but they're buying anywhere from $40 to $50 billion worth of our agricultural products, which will have a huge impact on our farmers. Trump is confident that China will follow through because, quote, I know and respect President Xi, and I think he'll honor the deal that China made with us. Without specifying who he talked to, Trump added, quote, in fact, I called up a while ago and asked how farmers are doing concerning China. Are they buying as anticipated? Trump says the answer was, yeah, I think so. He told reporters that the answer wasn't the most positive, but at least it was a starting point. And we'll continue on into state and local ag news for your Wednesday following this.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. Look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Is it time for you to upgrade your lawnmower? Put your Macoupin County Farm Bureau membership to use and take advantage of savings with our new John Deere membership benefit. Your Farm Bureau membership now allows you automatic access to John Deere's rewards program with savings on equipment, special parts, home and workshop products. All you need to do is sign up. Have your membership number handy and go to johndeere.com/farmbureau.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon Ag Show, and continuing on in Ag News. As we all know, the coronavirus pandemic has seemingly affected every aspect of our lives. But did you know that it's even affecting how meteorologists predict the weather? It's true. The ongoing coronavirus pandemic is even affecting the weather. More specifically, it's hampering forecasters' ability to accurately predict the weather. Eric Snodgrass, Chief Atmospheric Scientist with the Nutrien Ag Solutions, explains the substantial reduction in air traffic means less data for weather experts to work with.
So back on March 5th, from the aircraft flying all over the world, we were making daily around 900,000 separate observations from airplanes of weather variables. Many of them were in the crucial parts of the jet stream where the aircraft fly, especially over the open Pacific and over the open Atlantic, where we don't have any data other than satellite data or buoy data. Well, since the reduction in global air travel and the massive reduction in intercontinental flights, we are now down under 400,000 observations a day. So just imagine if you cut, you know, your total global observations by more than half. Well, we've kind of lost some of our ability to have a better handle on some of the longer-term stuff.
According to Snodgrass, the models used to forecast beyond a 10-day time period are struggling with a lack of data.
Oh, the models, every single day, they flip-flop. You get a new forecast for anything beyond about day 10. And it's maddening because you'll see a forecast and you'll see why the models are shaping it that way. And you'll say, well, based upon current observations, that is a plausible scenario. But then when the observations change the next day, all of a sudden you get a new solution. And so that's what it's really manifested itself when it comes to forecasting. That's the issue. A lot of flipping and flopping in the forecast.
In order to work around the sudden lack of data, forecasters are looking to past methods less reliant on the models. However, Snodgrass says they may not all be quite as exact in their prediction.
You know, it's pushed our limits on what we are capable of seeing. In other words, before numerical weather prediction, predicting the weather beyond just a couple of days was nearly impossible. Well, with some limitations now being put into place on the accuracy of numerical weather prediction, you know, it's making me a better meteorologist, make me make more fundamental decisions about the weather. What they are is they're not accurate. In other words, I'm not going to be able to say, oh, you know, in week two, Central Illinois is going to get 3/4 of an inch of rain. I'm going to have to just be able to say, hey, week two looks wet because the pattern looks like this. So we don't give you the numbers, but we can at least give you the ideas behind the weather.
The timing of these less accurate forecasts comes as operations across the Midwest begin for the spring planting season. That means farmers may want to watch the daily forecast even more closely than usual. Moving on now to State Ag News here for your Wednesday, we have the latest crop progress and condition report to tell you about. There were 3.1 days suitable for field work during the week ending on Sunday. Statewide, the average temperature last week was 47.5 degrees. That's a half degree above normal. Precipitation averaged just 0.9 inches, or 0.7 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 71% adequate and 29% surplus, while the subsoil moisture supply was rated 4% short, 67% adequate, and 29% surplus. Winter wheat condition thus far was rated at 4% very poor, 6% poor, 28% fair, 44% good, and 18% excellent. And as next week crop progress and condition report is released, there might be even some corn plantings in next week's report. And looking at weather here locally, things have been dry for the past few weeks, but the National Weather Service office in Lincoln says that trend won't last. James Otten with the National Weather Service office says if you've got outdoor activities to be done, you should take advantage of the nice days we have ahead.
What's going on is that we get some cooler air begin to move back into the area. We are looking for that 6 to 10 day outlook below normal temperatures for this time of year, so we're looking at through the middle of April. There could be some precip during that time frame, so above normal precipitation expected during that time frame. So even as you get into the weekend and next week, there's still a possibility we could get some precip on and off. Nothing looks severe at this time, only because it's going to be cooler. We're not going to be seeing the warmer temperatures that sometimes we get into the middle part of April. Then as we look beyond that into that 14-day outlook, 8 to 14-day outlook, still similar temperatures, cooler than normal, and precip slightly above normal as well. That 8 to 14 goes from April 13th through the 19th. And then when we start to look beyond that for the rest of the month, it does appear that even through first part of May, we're looking at below normal temperatures and precip. Precip should transition more to around normal by that time frame.
Again, that was James Otten with the National Weather Service office in Lincoln. And that concludes Ag News here for your Wednesday afternoon. But remember, if you have Ag News for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, April 8th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.